In recent days, my thoughts have returned to standing in a dry creek bed in the Valley of Elah, standing in the dirt to pick up smooth rocks. What's brought that memory to mind has been hearing so many friends expressing their fear of giants stalking the land. But these smooth rocks and pebbles are a reminder that we don't have to be afraid. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan with a reflection on life and liberty. The Valley of Elah is where David killed the Philistine giant Goliath. It's one of my favorite stories from the Old Testament, but not the antiseptic version most Sunday school classes stick to. You know, where David used his slingshot to pop Goliath in the head, and everyone went home singing happy Disney songs. That's not how it happened. When David's rock knocked Goliath down, the young shepherd boy ran to the body and promptly beheaded it. But the story doesn't end there. The Philistine army, shocked by the death of their unconquerable warrior, turned tail and ran. Rather than call it a day, though, the Israelites pursued and killed the Philistines, leaving bodies, and I'm quoting here, strewn alongside the Sharon road to Gath and Ekron. Then the victorious Israelites came back and plundered the Philistines' camp. Remember, none of the mighty warriors in the Israelite army wanted to confront Goliath. They shirked from the fight in fear. Very often, the giants we face in life, in politics, in business seem impossible to defeat. We worry about being deplatformed by tech giants or whatever it may be. We think ourselves into believing that we cannot take on entrenched politicians and their cronies in the media. And yet, history is replete with impossible giants being vanquished by those viewed as inconsequential in the eyes of the world. Of course, let's remember, David didn't go onto that battlefield alone. He was literally fighting alongside God. As a quick aside, we must, like David, be sure we're fighting the fights to which God has called us, not simply those that are politically expedient or feel good in the moment. Like David, we must faithfully confront the giants in our path. We must be willing to get our hands dirty in the process, and in so doing, we'll inspire others around us to join in the fight. Lastly, we must be faithfully committed to the work of winning. Too often we accept half victories that end up as little more than a prelude to our own defeat. The Israelites didn't walk away after Goliath was vanquished. They pursued their enemies. In the same way, we must be committed to getting the job done and done completely and done to the glory of God. Let's go slay some giants. We cannot count on kings to do our work for us. We can't count on mighty warriors. It's up to us as a self-governing people to faithfully get the job done. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan. Thanks for listening. The Reflections Podcast is presented by Texas Scorecard. If you liked today's episode, please be sure to subscribe, rate it, and leave a review. And while you're at it, encourage your friends to listen.